More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
10% for the big guy. Today's show is going to be epic. So I hope all of you will share all this breaking news with all of your family and friends, because the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, has now been busted lying. Remember when he said he has never discussed the business dealings of his son? We got a voicemail now from Hunter Biden's laptop that shows that Joe Biden is a liar. Not only was Joe Biden involved in his son's business dealings, but he was checking in on his son and talking about articles that directly dealt with his son's business dealings. That's right. We have now a voicemail. And this voicemail indicates that Joe Biden clearly knew of Hunter Biden's business deals with the spy chief of China. Joe Biden called his son Hunter Biden in late 2018 to discuss a New York Times article detailing the younger Biden's dealings with a Chinese oil tycoon now accused of economic crimes, telling him, "I think you're clear," according to the voicemail that's now been released. Now, this voicemail, discovered on a cell phone backup contained on Hunter Biden's infamous discarded laptop, would appear to contradict. In other words, Joe Biden lied as he continues in the White House to has continued to deny that he ever talked with his 52-year-old son about his overseas business transactions and dealings. And now we know that he was clearly aware that they were absolutely improper. But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt. Now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, want to remind you, please make sure that you auto-download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free. The voicemail, and I'm going to play it for you, but I want to read you the transcript first so that you understand. This is back in 2018. This is right before this article is to come out. It says, "Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, just give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just want to talk to you." Biden then made his intentions clear, saying, quote, "I thought the article released online," because he'd seen it online before it had gone to print the next morning, "it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good." Biden continued, "I think you're clear. I think you're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you." Clearly, Joe Biden very concerned about his son's business dealings, but also knows that this is how they pay for all their stuff in the Biden crime family. During the campaign appearance in Iowa a year later in September, less than a year later of 2019, Joe Biden said, quote, and an angry Joe Biden at the time said, "I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." His former White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, and his chief of staff, Ron Klain, have both repeatedly echoed that claim, which is a lie. Well, now the unearthed voice message renewed calls for a probe of the now president's handling and knowledge of his son's overseas dealings. Representative Ellis Stefanik, a Republican from New York, the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, told the New York Post today, quote, "Joe Biden has said," quote, "he never spoke with Hunter about his business dealings. That is simply not true. We need to know what Joe Biden knew and when he knew it." Now, this voicemail is just the tip of the iceberg, apparently, when it comes to the evidence mounting against the Biden crime family. "When Republicans take back Congress," the congressman went on to say, "we will use our congressional power of oversight to uncover the truth for every American as a matter of national security." And it absolutely is a matter of national security. Now, the Biden voicemail follows a New York Times report on December the 12th, 2018, detailing Hunter's dealings with a fast-running Chinese oil tycoon who headed CEFE, China Energy Company, in 2016 before being arrested 2 years later amid allegations of economic crimes. So he's working yet again with another criminal. It's amazing how many Bidens work with criminals. The Post reported in April that Yi, who was named the number two on the Forbes 40 under 40 list in 2016, has not been seen since his arrest, and many of the now bankrupt company's assets were seized by the government. There's some that believe he's probably dead and the Chinese government just killed him. In October of 2020, emails first obtained by the New York Post showed that one of Hunter Biden's business partners, James Galar, outlined the proposed percentage distribution of equity in that Chinese communist company. That's when we first heard about the big guy, referring to the crime family head, Joe Biden. The plan included, quote, "a proposed 10% share for Hunter for the big guy," meaning I'll hold it for my dad. That reference to Joe Biden, who was then the Democratic candidate for president. And according to another former Hunter Biden partner, U.S. Navy veteran Tony Bobulinski, he said, quote, "I've heard Joe Biden say he has never discussed his dealings with Hunter. That is false," Bobulinski said in an interview right before the election that the media refused to cover. But files from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop show he struck a deal worth millions and millions of dollars for Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Biden crime family with this Chinese communist energy company, CEFE. After touting his deep and moneyed family connections, one of Yi's top lieutenants, known as Patrick Ho, was also convicted in New York of bribing African officials to help Iran evade oil sanctions. This is also who Hunter Biden was doing business with, clearly with his father knowing about it the entire time. Now, that Times report in 2018 that Hunter Biden's father, Joe Biden, called about to talk about the foreign business dealings, called Ho's brother, Excuse me, let me rephrase that. The Times reported in 2018 that Ho called Joe's brother, James Biden, following his arrest. But James told the newspaper he believed the call was actually meant for Hunter Biden. Don't believe that for a second. James Biden said he passed on his nephew's contact info, and that's it, according to the reports. So you got a Chinese communist dude, right, who's been busted for bribing and convicted in New York of bribing African officials to help Iran, an enemy of the United States of America, evade oil sanctions. And when this dude gets arrested in the United States of America, he calls Joe Biden's brother, James Biden. And then James Biden says, no, not me. You need to talk to Hunter Biden. Hunter can take care of this, apparently, and fix it for you. James Biden told the newspaper in 2018, there is nothing else I have to say. I don't want to be dragged into this anymore. Through an attorney, by the way, Hunter Biden declined to comment for the 2018 report, which indicated it was unclear whether he struck any business deals with CEFE or Yi at that time. We now know he did. But the newly discovered voicemail found on a backup of Hunter Biden's iPhone XS stored on his laptop that the Post first revealed seemingly contradicts President Biden's repeated denials they knew nothing about his son's business dealings. Hunter's friends, meanwhile, well, they joked with him about James Biden comments about the Times linking him to Ho. Devin Archer, a former business partner, sentenced to a year and a day in prison in February of this year for defrauding a Native American tribe, texted him the next day. The Daily Mail is now confirming. Quote, nice quote from Uncle Jimmy, Archer texted Hunter Biden. I hope you thanked him for that. Hunter replied, took it totally out of context, actually. The text itself that it was said in. Either way, yeah, I'm delighted. Ho later, by the way, contacted, we're being told, Hunter Biden and actually paid him, you ready for this? $1 million retainer to rep him as his attorney, according to the report. Why would Ho hire Hunter Biden, a crackhead lawyer? Because it wasn't about hiring a lawyer. It was about hiring influence and having the vice president and the guy who's running for president, son, maybe get you out of trouble. Now, federal agents, we now can confirm, at the time were monitoring Ho as a potential spy for China, and Hunter accidentally recorded himself referring to Ho as the spy chief of China. The Daily Mail can also now confirm. Quote, I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the literally Dr. Patrick Ho, the blanking spy chief of China who started the company that my partner Yi, who is worth $323 billion, founded and is now missing, Hunter reportedly told a female friend in May of 2018. The richest man in the world is missing. Who was my partner? Hunter went on to say. Now, you may want to know, what does the White House have to say about all of this this morning? Well, here's their official quote. The White House has no quote. The White House has not returned messages seeking comment from the New York Post, the Daily Mail, or anybody else.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me and co-host Leah Rose for in-depth creative conversations with the artists you love. Over the past 5 years, we've interviewed some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Pharrell, Damon Albarn, Andre 3000, and Usher. And you'll hear from rock icons like Pete Townsend, who shares wild stories about his formative years with The Who, and Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist and co-founder of The Smiths, who has an unwavering devotion to his craft. Or the stories behind the legendary hits Babyface wrote for Whitney Houston and Madonna, plus how he collaborates with the new generation of R&B stars like Kehlani and Doechii. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may be asking yourself this question: why is the White House totally silent on this story? Because this is only a third of the story that's just broken over the last couple of days. Not only was Hunter Biden clearly talking about business dealings, not only was Hunter Biden working with his father on China, showing that Joe Biden's clearly a liar when he claims he never spoke with Hunter Biden about his business dealings, but we have audio recordings of him saying it. It's not just text, it's audio recordings. Now, I'm going to play that for you because I think it's important for you to hear Joe Biden in his own words. This is back in 2018. This is a voicemail of Joe Biden. And I want you to imagine, Donald Trump Jr. put this out, and he was absolutely right when he said it. He goes, imagine this was me. It's the only story you'd hear about for months, but crickets for crackhead, our media is beyond broken. What this voicemail from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden saying he once discussed their China business deals, the 10% for the big guy is part of this business deal. And the fact is, Dad is saying this in a voicemail, and we have it. This is criminal, folks. Listen very carefully, Joe Biden's voicemail.
Hey, pals, Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I think you're clear. Well, that means if you're clear that you know about the business dealings. Right? Like, if you're clear, then you know about the business dealings. Now, I said this is only part of the story. There's another story that has come out. And this is about Joe Biden's money actually ended up in human trafficking ring through Hunter Biden. Now, I want to be clear. I don't know if Joe Biden knew that the money he was giving his son was actually going to a human trafficking ring. But at this point, does it really matter? Because clearly this money in the family was involved and used for a lot of crimes. I want you to listen to this report from Waters World, from Fox, as they expose this.
What if we told you some of Joe Biden's money may have wound up in the hands of a human trafficking ring? And what if that human trafficking ring was run out of Russia? We're not kidding. According to the Washington Examiner, in early 2019... Hunter spent over 30 G's on Russian sex workers. And it was the big guy who was footing the bills, sending Hunter at least $100,000 all in 1 month. And it looks like Hunter was using it to pay Russian prostitutes. Newly obtained text messages by the Examiner shows one instance where Hunter negotiated the price of a 16-hour tryst costing him a pretty penny too, almost $10,000. But here's the kicker. Less than 90 minutes after Hunter received wire instructions, his dad, Joe, just happened to send him $5,000. Are we supposed to assume that it's just all a coincidence? Will you be the judge? And just hours later, still short of the full escort's fee, Hunter got into what appears to be a little dispute with the sex trafficking ring, telling his Russian point person that the escort didn't speak English and was frustrated. Well, Hunter's father barely speaks English, so I don't see why that was a problem. He even recorded a video with the escort to prove he's been a good customer. Watch this.
Is anything hurt on you? Anything? I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Have I ever touched you in a bad way? Ever? Have I asked you every time if I could touch you? Every time. Sweetheart, look at me. You cannot talk to me that way and say things like that. Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met.
Yeah. Hunter is the most respectful.
By the way, that's Hunter Biden putting on camera a prostitute saying that you can't speak English and you can't talk to me that way, and I gave you $10,000 and I haven't touched you. I'm nice to you. I've been the nicest guy ever with you, the prostitute. And he's sending that video, I guess, to the person running the human trafficking, sex trafficking ring, saying, why did you send me this chick who can't speak English? Like, this is all there hours after the money is coming in from Joe Biden. And then he's telling that prostitute, you ought to be glad you got sent to my house because I am the nicest person you've ever had sex with, or that paid you, I guess, to have sex. I'm the nicest person ever. So when you see this story, it's a big deal, right? It's one that we should all know and talk about. This is a really big deal. Did Joe Biden know he was financing his son's sex with escorts ring from Russia? I don't know, but I do know he knew his son had major problems. I would assume he knows he had a thing for prostitutes. Why would President Joe Biden wire a 52-year-old son $100,000 to help him pay his bills from December 2018 through January 2019? I'll tell you exactly why. Because his son was running the crime family ring, and you keep everybody happy. He didn't care his son was an addict. He exploited it. You don't give $100,000 to a 52-year-old addict because you know what they do. They go on a bender, which is exactly what clearly Hunter Biden did every time he got his hands on money. It took millions and millions of dollars. $30,000 on sex workers between November the 18th and March of 19, records show, including many linked to Russian-based email addresses and connected to an exclusive model agency called Uber GFE. They can now confirm. The best part is one Democrat actually tried to defend Hunter Biden using Uber GFE because they, quote, support Ukraine. I'm not joking. On their website, apparently, it actually says we support Ukraine. On their website, it also says, please note this website is for adults only. And if you are under the age of 21 years, please leave this site now. Uber GFE is intended for adult viewing, it says, only, and may contain sensual or erotic pictures. Only those legally entitled to access adult sites per your country's pertaining laws can enter the Uber GFE website. Apparently, he was a great customer of the website. That's why he thought he could take a video showing this woman doesn't even speak English, right? The woman doesn't even speak English. Come on. The screenshot shows that Joe Biden, all right, sent money to Hunter, and Hunter went and got the prostitutes. Joe Biden also then wired $105,000 while his son was actively engaged with one escort and was also convinced to send another $20,000 to pay for his stay at a New York drug rehabilitation program that never came to fruition. Exactly what a drug addict would do. Lie to the family. Oh, I need $20,000. I'm going to go to rehab. Never went. Said what he'd do. Went, got high, and got more hookers. In a series of reports in October 2020, the New York Post first detailed the business dealings of President Biden's younger son in Ukraine and China based on documents and data found on the laptop. What did the mainstream media say? Not a word. We know after the election that Hunter Biden came out and said, hey, I'm under federal investigation for possible tax fraud stemming from his overseas business dealings. And House Republicans want his longtime partner, Eric Swearin, to turn over documents they believe linked the president to all of those relationships. But remember, Hunter Biden's laptop, you weren't even allowed to link to stories to. You would get shut down from Facebook and Twitter and others if you even talked about it. And the media refused to cover it before the election because that's how bad they needed to rig the election. 22,000 emails, as well as photos and now videos and now text messages. Here's what we know about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a troubled man who doled out more than $30,000 to Russian escorts between November of 18 and March of 19, and there's no indication in the cell phone backup messages contained on the laptop, right, that Joe Biden didn't know his son wasn't in trouble. Now, there's no indication that Joe Biden knew the money was directly that he was sending his son was going to spend on sex workers either. Want to be clear, because I think we should be intellectually honest about this. We shouldn't make connections that aren't actually there. But what we know is he knew his son was troubled, and why would you give this much money to an addict? Well, when your son's running your crime family business, you give him, I guess, whatever the hell he wants, and that includes sex workers from Russia. In one February 2019 message to a woman named Eva, Hunter Biden told the point of contact that Uber GFE that his accounts were temporarily frozen since trying to pay her workers with Russian email accounts was too much of a red flag for his bank. That's a lot of transactions. Eva referred to Hunter using his first name, Robert, in the text message photos show. She also asked him to send the funds by wire like he did it before the messages show. So he was very used to sending big paychecks to Russian sex workers and these corrupt crime syndicates of the Kremlin.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me and co-host Leah Rose for in-depth creative conversations with the artists you love. Over the past 5 years, we've interviewed some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Pharrell, Damon Albarn, Andre 3000, and Usher. And you'll hear from rock icons like Pete Townsend, who shares wild stories about his formative years with The Who, and Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist and co-founder of The Smiths, who has an unwavering devotion to his craft. Or the stories behind the legendary hits Babyface wrote for Whitney Houston and Madonna, plus how he collaborates with the new generation of R&B stars like Kehlani and Doechii. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to take you back real quick to Hunter Biden and something else that came off of his laptop. Is a bigger reminder of how important Hunter Biden actually is to the finances of Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't do the business deals that Hunter Biden is doing. But without Joe Biden, nobody gets any of these deals, including his brother and including his son. There's no way that there was a separation between Joe and Hunter Biden. They both need each other equally. In fact, let me rephrase that. Joe Biden was just a normal senator or vice president making senator or vice president money. If it wasn't for his son and his brother, none of this big money that he received over his career would have ever come into his pockets. And that's exactly why Hunter Biden was caught bragging about the power over his dad in this laptop audio, because he knew that he controlled his father on every single thing he ever needed from his dad, because that's how much money his dad wanted. His dad was bought and paid for by Russian oligarchs. His dad was bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. His dad was bought and paid for by Ukraine. Now, his dad had the influence, the federal government, to do certain things, so people wanted to work with him, right? This was a quid pro quo. That was very clear from the very beginning. If you want to do business in America and you wanted to do business with Joe Biden and you wanted influence, that's fine, but you absolutely had to pay for access. And that money and that payment had to come through who? His family. It had to come through his crime family. That's what had to happen. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way around it. This is how crime families work. And that is why Hunter Biden said on this audio recording that I'm going to play for you now, that he basically, whatever his dad, whatever he needed, whatever he wanted, whatever he told his dad to do, his dad was going to do it, because that's how the money flowed.
He'll talk about anything that I wanted to, that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it is not going to be about whether my dad thinks it's going to affect his politics.
By the way, it wasn't about affecting his politics. It was about affecting his pocketbook. And if Hunter Biden called and said, I need you to do this, Dad. I need you to meet with this person. I need to be on Air Force Two. I need you to play golf with my business dealers and deals. I need you to get the guy who's investigating Burisma, the company that I'm on the board for corruption. I need you to get him fired. I need you to get him to go away. I need you to get him to disappear. Joe Biden would do it, because that's how the money comes in. Which brings me to part three of what's happened the last 24 hours. There's a new article that has come out. Hunter Biden, we're now being told, actually met, and his father knew about it, with a Russian oligarch who is now wanted for murder. When his father was the second most powerful man in the world, Hunter Biden met in Russia with at least four Putin Russian oligarchs closely aligned with the Kremlin, including one who is now wanted for murder in the country, the Post is now reporting. The meeting with this man, Telman Ismailov, took place on February the 17th, 2012. That also tells you how long the Biden crime family has been active at a Moscow headquarters of AST Group. His vast holding company, which once owned a publishing house, a tour company, and had a telecom division, according to the Moscow Times. This man has been accused in 2017 by Russian authorities of paying $2 million for the murder of two enterprisers, a year earlier. Vladimir Savkin, a shopping mall magnate, and Yuri Brilev, founder of a motor company, were both bumped off on a highway in Moscow. They were killed over a business dispute with the oligarch who Hunter Biden met with and apparently was doing business with back in 2012. This, according to the Investigative Committee of Russia, the country's primary federal investigation agency, they went to kill these dudes for a reason. Now, this man, Telman, is accused of paying for the murders of these two individuals. And Biden also met, we're being told, with Vladimir, a man who was very close to Vladimir Putin during his time, because if you're an oligarch, it's only because Vladimir Putin says you're an oligarch. A lawyer for Telman did not respond to requests for comment from the Post about either the alleged murders or the Hunter Biden meeting that he had, but told Radio Free Europe that the charges were bogus and a result of political and economic persecution by the Russian Federation. In February, that oligarch was granted asylum in Montenegro. I wonder why. It's unclear what Hunter Biden wanted with the man, but the trip was part of a two-day meet and greet between Hunter and wealthy oligarchs in the country, which at least in part focused on seeking foreign cash for his company, Rosemont Realty. It's an offshoot of Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Partners. The investment company was co-founded by Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Chris Hines. Chris Hines, you guessed it, is related to John Kerry. Now, you have John Kerry's family member in business with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, two of the top Democrats in the country's sons, are doing business and meeting, their companies are meeting with Russian oligarchs at a time when the Russians are clearly our adversary. Now, it wasn't just one meeting, it was a flurry of meetings, and it raises a lot of questions about what matters were discussed and whether the oligarchs sought any feathered access to Hunter Biden's father. We also know by connecting the dots now that on February the 22nd of 2012, and if you're listening to this, please, I'll say it again, take all this information, take this show and share it with your friends, because the media is not going to connect any of these dots for you. They're not going to act like this is even happening. On February the 22nd, 2012, just days after returning from Russia, we know now that Hunter Biden met with then Vice President Joe Biden at his home in the Naval Observatory. His calendar shows us that. You go to Russia, meet with a bunch of oligarchs, get a bunch of business deals going, and you go meet with the Vice President of the United States of America, who's your dad, about how the crime family was going. Quote, the only reason someone other than a crack dealer or a hooker would want to meet Hunter Biden is to get to his dad. That's what Jim Hansen, president of the Security Studies Group, said. He said they were selling access. It was their business model. The Biden family was involved in capitalizing on Joe's political career. Ironically, it was also Joe Biden who lambasted President Trump over his fake ties to Russia that were never there. Donald Trump's entire presidency has been a gift to Putin. Then candidate Biden said in June 2020, unlike Trump, I'll defend our democratic values and stand up to aristocrats like Putin. Really? Because you were in bed with him, dude. The other billionaire oligarchs penciled into Hunter Biden's calendar, which the Post also has found on a hard drive Hunter Biden abandoned at that Delaware computer repair shop in April of 2019, include the CEO of the Russian state-owned conglomerate, Rostec. We also know that he met with the president of the Russian holding company, a company that was a part of the Russian real estate explosion of corruption. Hunter's trips to Russia came before their aggression in Ukraine, at a time when the Obama administration was, quote, looking to reset relations with between the two countries. Isn't that interesting? And then all of a sudden you go into Ukraine and you get on this board of Burisma and you make millions of dollars that way. And then we find out you're getting millions of dollars from the Russians. And then you're working with Russian human trafficking. And your dad's wiring you money for your hooker obsession with Russian hookers. Quote, when Republicans take back the House in January, the Biden family's shady association with Russia and China must be investigated. Perhaps Hunter's relationship with foreign nationals explains why the Biden administration has an American last foreign policy. That's what one congresswoman said this week after the Post exposed all of this and released the voicemail that clearly shows that Joe Biden knew everything about Hunter Biden's business dealings because he was the kingpin of all of it. I'll play the voicemail again. This is going back to 2018, and this is a clear, clear voicemail from Joe Biden to his son about his business dealings and an article about their business dealings with the Chinese Communist Party.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15. On Wednesday night, if you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
There it is. I think you're clear. So you read an article about China, right? You're reading an article about your son's Chinese business dealings and your brother's Chinese business dealings, and you look at the American people during the campaign and every day since the White House, you say, I've never spoken about my son's foreign business dealings. If there's any one quote that keeps coming back up in my head, it's this one. When ABC News did that exclusive interview with Hunter Biden trying to get move on past all of this, he did say one thing that was truthful, and it was this. Without his connections to his father, without his father's connections and the highest level of the government, without his father being the vice president, without his father being the president, I think it's clear Hunter Biden would probably be homeless.
If not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice president.
Of course, yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did or didn't. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Why did you?
I don't think there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't Biden. I think we can all agree that that was him actually being honest. He's a bag man. That's what he is. He's a bag man for the family business. And Joe Biden needed the bag man because without the bag man, that is Hunter Biden and his brother, none of this money comes into the crime family. He's a bag man. Let's stop acting like this family is not a crime family. Let's stop acting like this family isn't one of the most corrupt families in the history of this country. And how, why are they getting away with it? How the hell are they getting away with it? It's actually pretty darn simple. They're getting away with it because we're allowing them to. And they're getting away with it because the media said, this is our guy, and we cannot let the Biden crime family disappear yet. And if Republicans get back the House and the Senate, we better make sure that they take care of this and they investigate. I don't want to put anybody in prison for doing something they didn't do, but I sure as hell want them to investigate this. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.